Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club's Weekly Net for April 3rd, 2023. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. If you are not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system, and you can learn more about it by directing your web browser to sdf.org. I will pause now for priority traffic or to allow you to disconnect from this conference if you do not want to hang around for our net. I am Alpha Bravo 9 Foxtrot Juliet, the net control operator today. My name is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois, and my SDF username is JWH. Those are the four items of information that we like for check-ins to provide. This net meets every Monday at 0 hour UTC or Zulu on the Echolink node 9229, the TechLink conference. And we would like to thank Michael, BE6UX, for letting us use this conference for our net. This is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call sign and wait for the net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. Our net is open to all radio amateurs, and it's not limited to members of the SDF Amateur Radio Club. We like to have a topic of the week to kickstart our discussion. Now, last week the topic was microphones, and the question was, do you just go with whatever microphone came with your radio, or do you go, you know, an extra step there and get a custom microphone, or you know, do you get an aftermarket microphone for your radio? And everybody thought that was a good topic, but there wasn't that many people who said, oh, yeah, I do that. So I was thinking, you know, that this might develop into a multiple week thing here, that, you know, maybe the next week we would do headphones, and the week after that we would do, you know, this and that and the other thing. But I don't know. So I think I'm just going to kind of roll it all up into one. And the topic this week is, do you use any, you know, aftermarket or add-on audio processing gear? And by that, I'm talking about equalizers, I'm talking about digital signal processing noise reduction, I'm talking about studio monitor speakers, anything that did not come with the radio you bought, that you use to make it easier to hear what's on the radio and, you know, to make it easier for other people to hear you on the radio. So, all right. That's kind of amorphous, but we'll run with it and see what happens. Let me reset real quick. Okay, I'm reviewing the dashboard here, and I think every call sign here has been here before, so I don't think I need to explain how we do this. Now, VE3BK, I think you've been here before, but I'm not sure. So I'll just give you the very minimum here. We do not have any connected conferences. We do have the NB0X gateway over to DMR land. So I will take a special pause to see if there's anyone on DMR who would like to join us. But for now, I'll say I see KD9NDJ, VK6BQQ, VE3BK, N4RNW, and AD0QM. So all of you guys are on my list. You don't have to speak up now. I will be calling upon you in turn. So right now, is there anyone on DMR, All-Star, whatever, who's listening and would like to join us this week? Please call now. Okay, nothing heard there, but I just noticed that Snowdust is asking in comm there if the vocoder counts. And yeah, I guess so. I don't think I've ever heard a ham using a vocoder on the air, but I don't know. If it rocks your boat, go with it, I guess. So I'll start going down my list here and give everyone a chance to speak, starting with VK6BQQ.
Hey, B9FJ, VK6BQQ, and a good morning to you, sir. And why is your audio low? Why do we not, I don't know. We have a little VU meter, apparently, that seems to work. But why is it that we don't do echo test? get the audios up where they need to be so we can hear you. Unbelievable. I don't know. Oh, I just have such a time. Anyway, back to you, sir. VK6BQQ.
I don't know. What can I say? I've tried various things. I'm like 24 inches away from the microphone, and I'm speaking loudly, and it still is only, the view meter is only going up about a one-third or one-half scale. And as far as I know, I have set the mic gain on the computer to maximum. So maybe I should go in and check and make sure that nothing has reduced it. But and one of these days I'm going to go back and start trying external microphones on this thing and see if that helps. But, you know, sorry if you're struggling to copy me, and I will move my mouth closer to the microphone, and I'll speak up a little bit louder and see if that helps. This is like, oh gosh, I remember those SNL thing where they had the sort of the captioning for the hard of hearing, where, the guy before Tim Meadows would simply shout the news. Anyway. Next on my list is KD9NDJ.
AB9FJ and everybody listening on the net. I'm Ken. I'm in Rantoul, Illinois. And yes, we're still standing after the tornadic activity blew over us or very near us. A little close for comfort, if you ask me. And I'm still chuckling about your exchange with VK6BQQ there. I also want to point out, in addition to the low gain, you've got some noise in your audio there. So, you know, the thing about the Electret microphones that are built into computers and Electret microphones in general. The way they're designed, the way they're made, they're not as rugged as dynamic microphones, and I've learned this the hard way, and forgive me if I'm mansplaining to an expert, but, you know, they don't last forever. Particularly, they're susceptible to humidity. I've had them stashed away and found to my dismay that expensive microphones, especially, particularly, condenser mics of any kind, go belly up when they're sitting around stored in poor conditions. And so the computer, the laptop or whatever, with its built-in microphone, is problematic. Whereas a dynamic mic is very rugged. Anyway, I'll check in again. Let somebody else have a turn. This is one of my favorite topics, so I'm delighted that you're back on it. This is KD9NDJ, back to Nip.
Okay, thank you, Ken. And, there he is. Jeff is back. I was going to say that we lost AD0QM there, but all right, he's back on the list here. But next up is VE3BK. Okay, perhaps he stepped away from his computer, so we'll move along to AD0QM.
Good evening. This is Jeff, AD0QM. My SDF handle is JECXJO. No, I don't really use a whole lot of aftermarket anything. The only thing that I've been trying out lately is there is a project called RNN. Romeo November November. It is a AI generated voice noise suppression DSP filter that you run through your PC, and it's able to basically take a static a noisy environment and remove the audio that's supposedly not the voice. And so I use that for when I'm working HF just recently, and it seems to work pretty well. There's obviously some that work better. There's some that cost money. This one's an open source project. There's one that NVIDIA has that uses their video cards that actually gets rid of the noise. But it's kind of nice for when I'm working, and it's just you can hear the station. You can hear them really well, but there's just a lot of other stuff going on, and bandpass filters just don't quite cut it. So that's really the only thing that I do for any kind of audio manipulation. 80QM back to net control.
Do you have a URL that that we can investigate to learn more about that?
I do not at the moment, but I will run over to my computer. It's a GitHub project, and so I will get you the GitHub URL, and then if you Google that and look on YouTube, there's two or three videos that they actually go through install this DSP software, here's how you load it, and goes all through. There's not really much for configuration. You just kind of load it, and it just kind of works. But, yep, I'll grab a link for you by the end of the night. 80QM.
Okay, cool. Let's see. Next up is N4RNW.
Well, good evening, Wayne, and good morning to Reg and everybody on that side of the planet. I am using Echo Link on an iPhone, so there's not a whole lot of variation that I can use as far as external mics or processors or noise reduction, that kind of stuff. That jogged my memory, Wayne and Ken and you guys up in the Midwest with all those storms going through. That reminds me of, I believe it was 1967, when I was born and raised in northern Indiana, South Bend, which is 10 miles from the Michigan border. And there was an outbreak of tornadoes that went all across the state from west to east. And those are known as the Palm Sunday tornadoes, and lots of damage. You can Google that, and you can see pictures of the newspapers. What a mess that was. So that's what sticks in my mind when Palm Sunday comes around. Even though I live in Fort Myers, Florida, I still remember the good old days in northern Indiana. All right, have a good evening. I may not be able to stick around for long, but back to you, Wayne, N4RNW.
Okay, thank you, Harold. And yeah, it was kind of a hectic night, although I think we kind of, you know, dodged a bullet because, you know, the anticipation was worse than the reality, I think. We were really expecting a lot worse than we got. Now, the folks down in Arkansas, really bad down there. We had a tornado that touched down here in Champaign County, very close to where Ken lives there. It did not, I think we might have had a couple of minor injuries, but no fatalities, some property damage. The interstate was closed for several hours while the wind like capsized several vehicles, buses and trucks, I think, and so it took them a while to clear all of that off of the interstate and reopen it. But farther north in Belvedere, close to Chicago, there was a concert hall that the roof collapsed, and I think one person died. The way I understand it, the collapse of the roof did not kill that person, but after the person was rescued, I don't know, some concomitant injury, succumbed to it. So we had at least one fatality here in Illinois. I think they had at least a couple down in Arkansas. Anyway, it was could have been a lot worse. I think we were expecting it to be a lot worse. So let's see who's next on my list here. Let's go back to VE3BK.
Yeah, I just happened to come back here. I was gone for a minute, so I didn't hear you if you called me before. This is V3BK in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, and the name here is Rick. I'm not sure what the topic is. I heard Rich talking about something there, but sounded interesting. Anyway, Rich brought me over here. VK6BQQ, he's a friend of mine, and he used to be from Hamilton, Ontario as well. So anyway, that's the story from here in Ontario, VE3BK.
Okay, as far as the topic, I mean, last week our topic was microphone, because the April issue of the QST magazine is the first of a three-part article on on microphones. And so the topic last week was, you know, do you use just the stock microphone that comes with your radio, or do you use an aftermarket microphone like something from Heil or some other manufacturer to get better audio? Or I know that there are some microphones that are supposed to improve your performance on DXing or contesting. So that was kind of the topic last week. And so this week, I was thinking about doing, well, you know, we might have one week where we talk about maybe headphones or headsets. You know, do people use, you know, that? Or, and then we might have a week where we talk about graphic equalizers or just equalizers in general, all right? Or mixers, okay? And then we might have another net where we talk about sort of monitor speakers, you know, studio monitor speakers, rather than just the little dingy things that come in our radio. But from last week's experience, there wasn't a whole lot of people saying, oh, yeah, you know, I got a Heil microphone, or I've got some other microphone, you know, I don't use the stock microphone. So I wasn't really expecting that we would get a lot of talk about other things. So I decided to lump them all into one. So let me reset. So this week's topic is, do you use any of these aftermarket audio accessories to make your either your outgoing audio, you know, from your microphone out under the air, or the incoming audio easier to copy? And that includes things like digital signal processing, noise reduction techniques, and so on. So that's kind of what the topic is today. So I'm going to pass it back to you there, Rick, and see if you have had a time to think of something to add to that.
Yeah, okay. Thanks, Wayne. And, well, I've been a ham since 1985, so I've tried out a lot of different things, and microphones. Yeah, well, it depends on the radio. I'm sort of an ICOM guy, and so I have a lot of desk mics that are ICOM, and they're pretty well swappable between each radio. So that's the way I've been going for years. But now I've picked up some different brands, like I have an Elenco and a Kenwood stuff fits on that. And but the stock mic works the best. And I also have a Kenwood 2 meter 440, and the stock mic works the best on it. It's got a modular plug, so that's what I use for microphones. For speakers, well, I have homemade speakers that I've picked up at different flea markets, and I have on my radios, and they seem to work pretty good. The only one that's different is the ICOM. So my ICOM HF rig's hooked up to an ICOM speaker, and that speaker has controls on it that you can clip the highs and clip the lows, and you can have two inputs. So you know, I pretty well clip the highs and clip the lows. And as far as microphones go, headsets, oh boy, yeah, we have lots of topics here. Headphones. I've made my own headphones, and I use Electret Mic Element, and usually I add it on or whatever, or I use aircraft. I've used aircraft headsets and modified the plug so they'll fit on my ICOM. And the last one I've got was actually a headset that belongs used for gaming or whatever, or used for stereo, and it's got two mono type plugs on it. So I had to put an adapter on it to fit the ICOM, a larger plug for the headphone part, and I use the Heil adapter with the foot switch to key the mic, and I got the headset so I can operate hands free. Because I do dabble in contests, so I like to be able to do the hands-free and log the calls on the computer without having to worry about writing stuff down or whatever, and just type it in on the keyboard. So that's it. That's where I'm at. And it varies year to year as to what you actually use. So I don't know what most people find useful, but recently I've been using the stock mics for local use. Whatever. Well, looks like time to unkey there. Go ahead there, Wayne.
Okay, thank you, Rick. That's some good stuff there. Let me mention that I see that the Ham Conference has joined us. So I'm going to go back and recap that this is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net on the TechLink Conference, EchoLink Node 9229. And that's Sierra Delta Foxtrot. SDF.org is a public access Unix system, and you can learn more about it by directing your web browser to SDF.org and find out all the things that you can do there. So I will now, I think I've given everyone a chance. Yeah, everyone has had a chance to speak who are already on my list. So now I will accept calls from the Ham Conference, anyone who wants to join us this week and check into our net. So please call now with your call sign. We'd like to know your call sign, your handle, your QTH, and your SDF username if you have one. So please call now.
Victor Kilo 2, Robert E. Kidd.
Okay, and I forgot to say that I can take multiple call signs in a row. You don't have to wait for each call to be acknowledged. So I think I heard there BK2DY. You're on my list. Are there any other stations there on the Ham Conference who want to check in to our net this week? Okay, nothing heard. So, Robert, the topic this week we're talking about, I don't remember if you were here last week when the topic was microphones, non-stock radio microphones. And this week we're kind of expanding on that topic to any other audio add-on gizmos that you might use with your ham radio. And if all of your ham stuff is, EchoLink, then maybe this doesn't qualify. Although, if you do have some add-on audio gear to your computer, I guess that would qualify. So what we're talking about here are things like fancy speakers, graphic equalizers, digital signal processing noise reduction, the whole spectrum of audio processing and transducing that goes beyond what came with your radio. So that's what our topic has been this week. So you have the floor there, Robert.
Good morning. This is Robert, VK2DY, we'll give the tagline, Kellyville Ridge, New South Wales, but all part of the urban sprawl that is Sydney. 22 degrees Celsius. Sun was shining, but it's overcast. It will rain this afternoon, according to the forecast. Getting used to the new times here, we just went back to standard time on Sunday. So I'm trying to remember when that's were and then subtract an hour from things to try to fix them, except for the ones in Australia, which have largely stayed the same, except for the ones in Queensland. Anyway, it's very, very confusing. I'm glad it only happens two times a year, because I couldn't handle it any more than that. Other than that, let's see. I tend to, my HF tends to be mainly portable at this point. I don't really do HF in the house anymore. I do, with the advent of all the digital modes and EchoLink and everything else, my ham radio at home tends to be on the digital devices, which work just fine without much augmentation, actually. But as far as going on the road, I just use the standard microphone, standard speaker in my FT897, which is my my go-to radio. I have other radios, but that one really is my go-to. That one I'll take everywhere with me. I've had it out on the beach. I've had it in parks. I've had it in on a few hills at times. That radio is the one that goes with me, and that just goes with its standard speaker and standard microphone. VK2DY, back to Ned.
Okay, thanks, Robert. And for my own situation here, back when I still had a rig in my car, I had a Kenwood D700, and it had like two audio outputs, like one for each, you know, band on the radio. You know, it had the A band and the B band, right? So you had individual outputs for those, and so I had I picked up some Motorola speakers at Hamfest. You know, they were nice speakers, rugged speakers, and they were dirt cheap at the Hamfest. So, you know, I bought a bunch of them. And so I had this little thing that I put in the back deck of the car. I had three of those speakers on that deck, and the two of them were for the Kenwood, and the third one was for the CB radio that I kept in my car in those days for when I was on intercity trips. And so, and those worked pretty well. A problem that you have with regular ham rigs is sometimes they put the speaker in the bottom of the radio, and sometimes they put it in the top. And, you know, depending upon where you're mounting the radio in your car, the speaker might be blocked and, you know, impossible or difficult to hear what's going on. So you really need an external speaker in those cases. So that's my experience with external speakers for my ham radio. So, let's see if anyone would like to have a recheck, or if there's anyone who's been listening and would like to join us and check in now. So, please call now.
AD0QM with a recheck.
Okay, AD0QM. Go ahead, Jeff.
So I was able to find the project. It's on GitHub. And the project, if you want to look it up, it's the developer's name is Worman, Whiskey, Echo, Romeo, Mexico, Alpha, November. And the project is Noise Suppression for Voice. So if you just Google that, you should be able to find it. It's just they've got a build for pretty much all the different platforms, and then some instructions on how to load it with different types of DSP software, and it works pretty good for being open source and just a single developer. Doesn't cost you anything. Some of the other options are quite pricey, but yeah, if you do audio in, or a lot of people use it for if they're doing YouTube videos or podcasts or sort of recording their own audio and have background noise, this seems to get rid of it pretty well. 80QM, back to net control.
Okay, there's a little hiccup in the middle there during the developer name. I copied Whiskey Echo Romeo, and then I think I missed something after that. So could you repeat that part of it?
Sure, it's Whiskey Echo Romeo Mexico Alpha November Worman.
Okay, got it. Thanks. Thanks, Jeff. I think I've got it all down there. Do we have any more rechecks or new check-ins?
KD9NDJ with the recheck.
Okay, KD9NDJ, go ahead.
Wayne in the group, I wanted to thank AD0QM for posting that link here in the chat. I followed it and downloaded the software. It looks like VST plugins, so I'll try it out when I get a chance. My setup here on the PC is pretty simple for amateur radio, but, definitely is worth investigating, absolutely. So thank you very much. Other than that, I don't really use very many external devices, and I absolutely agree with Jeff that the filtering on the radios themselves isn't really very effective. So, but generally speaking, I can hear on HF okay. The big problem is automatic gain control. because a lot of times I'm riding the level to hear that stuff that's way back, not a strong signal. So, and I don't find automatic gain control very effective even on the ICOM. I have an ICOM 7300, and it's a pretty fancy radio for the likes of me, but it doesn't really do AGC very well. Anyway, with that, back to the net. This is KD9NDJ.
Okay, thank you, Ken. So, do we have any more rechecks for the net or new check-ins?
AB9FJ, VK60QQ. Have you tried doing the echo test in here? Your audio is very low compared to everybody else.
It has been a while since I've done an echo test, so I guess the answer is no. So I will do that, though, and I will investigate to see if there is a setting that I can adjust to improve the audio gain.
Well, it's just a thought. Why don't you disconnect, go into the echo test, see what it does. You know, it'd be great to have you pop in here and give us the audio where you need to have it. For the most part, this BU meter or whatever it is actually works. So if you could try it, you know, it'd be worthwhile. We'll hang in there.
Well, I don't think I want to do it right now, but I will do it after the net, you know, when we're not live on the air here. Let's see, the dashboard just updated there. Jeff, did you key up? Okay, I guess not. So, I guess we're open to any other rechecks or new check-ins?
KD9NDJ again.
Okay, go ahead, Ken.
Yeah, speaking of stuff that I'm trying to get to work on this net, I've got the DMR link tuned in, I believe, but I'm not hearing anything. So it would be interesting, if you've got time to stick around after you close out the net, it'd be a good thing for me, at least, to experiment with a little bit. I'm not an expert on programming the radio, and certainly doing it on the front panel is tricky. But maybe maybe it's not at my end that the problem lies. Anyway, it'd be nice to get this working on DMR. I had big plans for doing this net on DMR, and it's an opportunity to try it if you're willing. That is. This is KD9NDJ.
Well, we can definitely do that sometime, although tonight at 44 after the hour there, I was hoping to be able to step outside and watch the International Space Station pass overhead. There's a nice visual pass coming up there. And you might also want to go outside at 7:44 p.m. local time and look from the northwest over to the east-southeast as the space station passes over.
KD9NDJ, yeah, roger that. That sounds like fun. And absolutely. I think that's a noble pursuit. I'll try it. And give you a report next week. KD9NDJ.
Well, once that's over, then I'll be back in the shack here. And if it's still before the top of the hour, before the NB0X gateway dies, we can still do some experiments there if you want to try transmitting, and I can tell you if I hear you and so on. So that sounds like a plan there. So does anyone else have a recheck or a new check-in? Okay, I guess that means that this wraps up this week's net. Let's see, where am I in the script here? Oh, yeah, this concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club net at 0040 Zulu. If you would like to continue the conversation, well, we have the AfterNet on the SDF DMR Talk Group 31650, or you can get on SDF and go into COM and meet us in the Anon Radio Room. This is Net Control Station AB9FJ saying 73.